This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
هادي له وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ألم عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم ما بعد عباد الله, my dear brothers and sisters, as we're still living the spirit of Eid al-Adha and the season of Hajj, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who were written to do Hajj next year, Ya Rabbil Alameen. What can we learn from the spirit of Hajj itself on the day of Arafah? Brothers and sisters, last week we talked about the need for insight in times of confusion. As we see, many people have different ways of life, different philosophies, and now different ideologies. Even what is considered normal has become, subhanAllah, abandoned, unfortunately. But alhamdulillah, once you have that insight that we talked about, once you see that insight and it's in the heart, where you can tell what's right and what is wrong, what do I need to do? You need to live by that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us this in Hajjatul Wada', the farewell Hajj. The principles of Hajjatul Wada' that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given on his Hajj on that day was all about delivering the message of Islam as clear and as pure and as it should be practiced. Then what? He asked people to commit to this. He asked them for commitment. Brothers and sisters, being a Muslim is really a way of life. And when we say it's a way of life, it means you need to have commitment to this way of life. Because what you see around you is changing. And it's keep changing and changing and never going to stop changing. And what makes you so unique is that you have these tawabit, these fixed matters that you don't change, and you have commitment to your faith and commitment to the practice of that faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. All you who believe, ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً, which means enter into Islam wholeheartedly. Means don't select and pick and choose. Don't be selective when it comes to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I take whatever act is convenient for me, what is easy, what comes easy to me, and I'll do that. Our problem today, even among the Muslims, that alhamdulillah, we probably pronounce Islam. We probably say that we're Muslims, but we have a problem with commitment to that statement. Commitment to live by that statement in many different ways. Whether it's a matter of akhlaq, a matter of aqidah, a matter of practice, in many different ways. So examples that we see in our time today is that you will find a lot of people today who would like to be Muslims, but they don't want to take off the garment of jahiliyyah off their backs. They enter Islam, but they still want to enjoy some sort of like lifestyle they had before. You have been young people, Muslims, born in Islam. They come to the masjid, they come to the halaqa, they study with shuyukh and with scholars, but then they still want to live the life of party, a party life. You see some sisters, mashallah, may Allah bless them, I'm wearing hijab. But a hijab that has defeated its purpose. Because it's no longer about their modesty anymore. It's more like a fashion statement. You see people, they want to get married, and they do get married, but they still want to live a single life. They don't want to commit to the meaning of being married. Why? Because we just kind of completely lost our ways. We're not committed. We say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We say that I am a Muslim and I need to submit myself to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we're still lacking that insight that makes us see that commitment into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the khutbah, the last khutbah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was all about taking commitment from the people. You see, at the end of the khutbah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَى لَيْلِهَا كَنَهَارِهَا لَا يَزِغُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا هَالِكَ. He says, look, I'm leaving for you al-mahajjatul bayda, the clear, pure path. Absolutely obvious, clear. Al-mahajjatul bayda. Layluha kanihariya, which means you can tell the difference between the darkness of the night and the bright daylight. It is as clear as day and night. That's what he's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La yazighu anha illa halik. Anyone who turns away from there, anyone who seeks somewhere else or takes another path will go astray. So he's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look, I'm leaving for you what brings you safety, what brings you success in this dunya and in the akhirah. So he's asking us for commitment, salawatullahi wa sallam. And he gave a few examples here. And I'm going to share with you some of these examples that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in Khutbatul Wada. So when he was speaking to the people about committing to Islam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet ﷺ on that same day, the very famous ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Dinakum, today I have completed your religion for you. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and I perfected my blessing that I bestowed upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ مَدِينَةً I'm pleased with Islam as it was presented to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given his seal of approval to the message that was delivered by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's complete. And now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission is about to come to an end. So that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to take commitment from the followers. So he comes to them. He says, listen, قَالْ أَلَا إِنَّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْجَاهَلِيَّةِ تَحْتَ قَدَمِي مَوْضُونَ He goes, all the matters of jahiliyyah that you guys practice before Islam, he says, is under my feet. What does that mean? Has absolutely no value to it. Whatever you believed before, whatever you thought was okay, is under my feet. We know for sure that there were some practices of jahiliyyah that is considered okay, like generosity, for example. Truthfulness, for instance. Bravery. Yeah, that's different. But he talks about matters of aqidah, matters of akhlaq and manners. He said, everything that you practiced in the past is under my feet. Means, don't look back to it. Don't you ever look back there. And he gave examples, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the examples he says, قال دِمَاءُ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ The blood revenge that you guys had against each other, it's all done. You can't pursue anyone's because they killed someone in the past from your family, from your tribe. What the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is telling us over here, all the kind of racism that we see in our time, all the kind of prejudice, all the kind of, you know, superiority over others because of whatever you think that you're good at, you know, better than other people, it's all done. You're now back equal at the same level. Don't you ever pursue that blood, don't you ever pursue these things. He's asking us for commitment. Commit to this. That once you become Muslim, you abandon everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, وَإِنَّ أَوَّلَ دَمٍ أَضَعُهُ And the first blood that I'm going to stop claiming and ask not to claim, not to go after. قال دم ابن ربيعة. He is actually the second cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says that it's the first blood that we're going to abandon pursuing, which means I'll lead by example. And the second example he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال أموال الجاهلية الربا. When it comes to riba, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he spoke about the riba of his uncle. The riba of his uncle Al-Abbas. Al-Abbas was a rich man. And he used to lend money to people and he asked, of course, riba and interest in return. That's in jahiliyyah. So the Prophet says, وَأَلَا إِنَّ رِبَ الْجَاهَلِيَّةِ مَوْضُوعٌ Now this is it. Any interest that you ever asked for in the time of jahiliyyah before Islam, it's done. You're not going to take this back. It's over. Don't even try to call that money back. We're done with this. It's under my feet, he says. قال وأول ربا أضعه ربا العباس بن عبد المطلب and the first riba, the first interest that I'm gonna now cancel completely is anything that was once claimed by Al-Abbas, my uncle. He's still saying I also lead by example. What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us is you need to have commitment. There had to be some big sacrifices, some of it ideological, such as the subject of you know pursuing someone else because of their race, because of their culture, because of whatever that is. You're going after these tribes because they're different, and you're trying to seek superiority because of that. He goes, stop this. It's all nonsense. And then he says, financial corruption, greed, abandon that lifestyle. It's all about money. It's all about, you know, taking advantage of the poor. He says, commit to this. Commit to being always pure and clear when it comes to your practice. So he's asking, he says, I will be the first person to do that. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. So the Prophet ﷺ was teaching us in the last khutbah, the last sermon, that look, it's all about commitment. You want to be Muslim? It's open. For everybody who pronounced La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, you become Muslim. Now show it to me. That's what the Prophet ﷺ is asking. One time a man came to the Prophet ﷺ, قال يا رسول الله, قل لي في الإسلام قول لا أسأل عنه حدا بعدك. Tell me something about Islam that I don't have to ask anyone after you. قال قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. You say I believe and then prove it. As simple as that. You say I believe and then commit to it. You can't just say I'm a Muslim and then you start living a life that is completely away from the paths of Islam. especially in time like ours when the fitna is so great. Muslims should stand out, because you're the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made example for others. And the Hajj is one of those examples. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, commit to it. Commit to the mission of Islam. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the message for us as clear. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best example. And we have been made the best nation ever produced to mankind, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. قَالَ كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best people ever produced to mankind. For what reason? تَأْمُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Because you're committed to doing good and for the evil. Your commitment for the right thing. No matter how many people are opposing you or against you, you're always committed to justice. You're always committed to the right thing to do. And that's what makes you different here. Again, what the Prophet ﷺ was asking from the Sahaba in this moment is commitment. Therefore, towards the end of the khutbah, salawatullahi wa sallam, and there were many, many other instructions came in that khutbah. But towards the end, the Prophet ﷺ says, قَالَ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُ عَلَيْهِ فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدِ الْغَائِبِ. Those who witnessed, deliver the message to those who were absent. Like if you learned something from this, take it to those who did not attend this khutbah. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَا هَلْ بَلَّغْتِ. Did I deliver the message? And they all said, yes, sir, so you did. He said, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Now go out and deliver, even if it was one single ayah. Like, commit to this message. After the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خلاص, there's no more prophets, no more messengers. How this message is going to continue to exist? Unless people like you and I commit to it and make their life according to it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Tell them, Ya Muhammad, that my salah and my nusuk, my prayers and my acts of sacrifice, my life and my death, which is I commit everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is the simple message that the Prophet ﷺ had given in the khutbah, but it's the most profound, that made Muslims so committed to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made them unique, that even now people are looking around saying, who can help us in this confusion? And if we're not there to commit to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is going to do this? My message to you, my dear brothers and sisters, before we leave this place, make some commitment today. What are things that you believe I've been doing and they're wrong? And I know they're wrong, but I'm just depending on Allah's mercy. How many of us do these things and say, you know what, I need to commit, stay away from this? How many things I know I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm not doing? I'm not making commitment to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this matter. Just commit one thing. Just one thing. Start with one thing after this khutbah. And begin one step at a time, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah make us all true to this faith, ya Rabbil Alameen. Make us those who commit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to the deen of Allah azza wa jal. Aqulu qawli hada wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum. Wa lisa'il muslimin fa astaghfiruh. Innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد عباد الله. My dear brothers and sisters, our commitment to our faith has been emphasized multiple times in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So we know, but unfortunately we do not really practice sometimes what we know. Here Allah subhanahu says in the Quran, قال وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم. It's not for a believing man or woman when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees the matter. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a judgment on something or makes a command on something, you cannot have a choice after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgment. Today we have people even actually questioning Allah's wisdom subhanahu wa ta'ala. Questioning Allah azza wa jalla's orders. Why? Because they think they have a better idea than the one who created subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, all you who believe, ati'u Allah wa ati'u al-rasul wa ulil amri minkum. All you who believe, obey Allah. Obey the messenger and those who've been assigned as leaders amongst you. فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. If you ever dispute over anything, فَرُدُّوهُ اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. Return back to Allah and the messenger. The two things the Prophet ﷺ said, I'm leaving for you two things. As long as you hold on to their principles, you never go astray. The Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. It's not about what I say about it, what I see that is, you know, befitting our time or my interpretation of the things. That's not what it is. That's not what it is. What matters to us over here is that we go by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is that true commitment. And that's when you really show that the purity of Islam as was delivered to us. And if we don't, and we just kind of live our life and we don't even do our al-ma'ruf and al-munkar, probably we're not going to go any better than those who were before us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالْ لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. They were cursed, those who were before us from Bani Israel. عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُدَ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. On the tongue of their prophets, Dawood and Isa ibn Maryam. Why? What's the reason for that? ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. Because of they disobeyed and transgressed against Allah's rules, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like they knew, but they still disobeyed Allah azza wa jal. And then he says one of their examples, كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَهَوْنَ عَن مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوا. When they see someone doing something wrong, they don't mind it. They still interact with each other like nothing. They don't tell someone, you know, this is good and this is bad. Whatever that is, that's their business, their personal life. And they still interact with them as if they commit absolutely no sins, nothing against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ بِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. The worst thing they've ever done. Being a Muslim, it truly means being committed to the purity and clarity of Islam. And if you'd like to do that, once again, before you leave this khutbah, just think about something in your mind, in your heart. I need to make commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regard to this matter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'na, wa anfa'na bima alamtana, innaka anta al-alimul hakeem. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuhu mawlaha. Ibadallah, inna Allah malakata salluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه اجمعين وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الراشدين ابي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابه اجمعين ومن تبعهم باحسان الدين واقم الصلاه